from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, I'm good, folks. We're back at it. Text line and YouTube and Twitch. Some people don't know what to do that they're agreeing with me. And some people are just, somebody has texted.
I'm glad I could bring you in the listeners.
Well, somebody has texted, Ron, I'm sorry, I can't agree with you just because I can't. It's good. Adam Spillane in the building. Clint is out. Tyler is out as well. Byron is on the ones and twos, putting this thing together. A lot to get to today on this beautiful Friday, as the Astros, they are still in this in the midst of this 4-game series. By the way, we do have a bet here, and the way we're doing it, we got two bets. Me and Tyler have a side bet, so Tyler is out right now. He's good to go. We had a side bet that if either one of the teams swept, if the Astros swept the Royals, or if the Royals swept the Astros, which can't happen now, the loser has to dye their hair blonde fully.
So that's still in play for you?
So that's still in play for me. Yeah.
You better hope. If they get today's game, I would be feeling a little uneasy if I were you.
Right, we got Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans going the next
game.
You got
Kikuchi on Saturday.
Have some.
Ronel Blanco Sunday. Ronel Blanco might throw that right. Second no-hitter.
We'll see. You go no-hitter on
that's,
this.
That's an uneasy
and
feeling.
And then our other bet is we're just doing the first three games. So I could be on the hook for this. The first three games, whoever wins the first two out of those three games, the loser has to come in and do the whole show and the opposite team's face paint on Tuesday. We're all
so you're going to have to paint your face orange and white,
Astro blue, that look with okay. The H there somewhere. Yeah. So
good luck with that.
Yeah. I'm sure many of you would really enjoy all of those things.
I think Tyler with blue paint on his face would look. I think that's a good look. You in the orange, I don't know.
First off, don't make that damn face. I can make it look good now. Damn it. I can make it look good, but
I don't know.
It would be a fun day on YouTube and Twitch for those forever it is that has the paint.
You should have to make that your Twitter avatar.
Okay. Yeah, that could be something. All right, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this conversation as well. Last night, those are two playoff teams.
Yes.
So both teams are going to get in the playoffs.
Most likely.
I believe. I don't think, like, Seattle seems to be good on it. And things would have to go really, really wrong for the Royals to fall out of the playoffs right now. So it looks like both of those teams are going to be in the playoffs.
It could be, sorry to interrupt you, it could be a wild card series matchup.
It could be. It very well could
be. Royals could wind up being number six. Astros, if they win the division, probably going to be number three. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely could be. Right now, it would be Astros, Twins, and Orioles, Royals right now, if the season ended right now. But you saw it last night. And yes, the eighth inning, there was errors and injuries. But the real issue with the Royals and why they will lose is the bullpen on full display. They have one of the worst bullpens in the league. And the guy who got hurt last night, had to come out of the game, is by far their best reliever, who they just got a month ago. So that would be the fatal flaw of the Royals. What is it for the Astros? Like, if you had to sit here and think, we'll do it. Like, you can probably do it with the Texans in your mind. All right, if the Texans don't, like, if they lose in the playoffs or something, I think right now in your mind you could probably guess this would be it right now, the run game or something like that. You could guess it. What is it for the Astros? get your thoughts. What is it for the Astros would be, is their fatal flaw would be the thing you would predict would be the reason they get eliminated?
I think you've seen it here twice in the last week. It's the defense. And the defense obviously.
What's going on with that? And it's a good, what's going on with Pena?
Pena's play at short has really fallen off, not just this year, but the last couple of years. And you saw it again last night. That's a routine ground ball that he boots to start the seventh inning. And that's the sort of stuff that can happen. And this team made its money defensively. Like, that's what set this team apart for a long time, was just how good it was defensively. And now after last night, they're 20th in defensive runs saved. Like, that can't happen. You can't be 20th in defensive runs saved and expect to go on some sort of a deep playoff run. So that needs to get cleaned up. And it wasn't just Pena. It's Whitcomb, who doesn't get charged for an error on that ground ball to third.
That's a play you think has to be made.
Bregman makes that play. If Bregman doesn't get ejected, that play gets made.
Probably would have made the one the day before.
Yes.
For the one in Philly also.
Gamble in left field, that's not an easy play, especially for someone who's not used to playing left field at Minute Maid Park. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's a play that can be made. Altuve made an error at second base in the eighth inning last night. Like, the defense has to get cleaned up, because you can't give good teams 28, 29, 30 outs in a game and expect to win those games. So that, to me, is right now, that's their Achilles heel. That is what is going to keep them from going on a deep playoff run, is the defense.
Text line coming in the back of their lineup. The bats going cold. Kyle Tucker not being back. To your point, yeah, as you said, you can't give good teams multiple extra outs. And it's crazy. Like, it's one thing. They don't, for the most part, sometimes we've seen Dubon made a couple of really great, you know, above average plays. Jake has made some, I'm fair. Jake has made a couple
Would you say
as well.
Gold Glove caliber plays?
He's made some really above average plays. But that's the thing, is it's like they're not making a lot of the great plays. Hell, they're not making, like, it's not like, all right, they may boot a couple, but they'll make exceptional plays too to make up for it. Right, they'll screw that up too. I think Baltimore, they're late. That cost them the Saturday game, and that wasn't an error.
That was the Singleton play, yes. Where Singleton probably should, yeah, you know, be a little more, have a little more urgency on that play. But Framber didn't go over to cover either. So that's two guys who screwed up that play. Their pitchers aren't very good defensively. Shortstop has struggled. Second baseman has struggled. First base is a rough spot for them defensively.
There was a play that Diaz, I think, missed in one of those games against, maybe the Red Sox, where it just felt like his inexperience was the culprit there. Mm-hmm. But like you said, they're going to have a lot of revolving doors around at first base.
DeCenzo has not played a whole lot of first base in his career. Remember, they lost a Gold Glove shortstop in Carlos Correa. Now, Pena won a Gold Glove as a rookie, but again, he has really fallen back the last 2 years. He's already, I think, now at 19 errors this season. He's committed 5 errors in the last 10 games, and there are other plays that probably should have been made where he wasn't charged with errors. Yuli Gurriel is a Gold Glove first baseman, and they lost him, and they have replaced him with Jose Abreu, who's bad at first base, John Singleton, who's bad at first base, and now you're trying to piece it together with guys who are learning how to play first base. Guys like Dubon, who's actually been pretty good out in first base. I think he's probably been the best out of the guys that they've used. DeCenzo hasn't played a lot of first base. Whitcomb hasn't played a lot of first base. Yiner Diaz and Caratini have been playing out there. They haven't played at that position a whole lot. So then you're... That, So your infield defense takes an even bigger hit right there. So to me, it's just the defense.
I hear the defense thing, and I agree with you. That's something they most definitely have to clean up. I also agree a bit with one of the texters about the bottom of the lineup. And I just think, and they've got some guys playing well. Ben Gamble has played pretty well. We'll see what Hayward is able to do. But there are just a lot of spots where pitchers can move around. Mm-hmm. Just pitch around.
You can take a breath against them.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Take a breath or just say, all right, man, I'm just going to come. Like Kyle Tucker, when he comes back, that helps it. But still, I think pitchers will be like, I'll try with Diaz. I'll try with Pena. I'll try. Like, there's just a bunch mm-hmm. of spots where, as you said, take a breath or, hell, I'll just completely avoid really having to throw pitches to Alvarez or Tucker. And I'm not afraid to pitch with a couple of runners on to go get to those guys towards the back of the lineup. So I think there is something there because, you know, as I know, in postseason, the pitching gets really strategic and they will do that. They will move around guys to get to certain batters that they want to get to because they feel comfortable. And I'm not quite sure that the lineup is as long as it needs to be to avoid that.
But that's where the utilization of the bench becomes so important. To where you can put yourself, you can give yourself better matchups when you have a better bench, when you have a deeper bench, and when you have a manager that is willing to go to his bench. That's how you have success. Where did the runs come from last night's game? It came from the bottom of the order because they had guys who had better matchups than they would have if they had not used the bench. So,
I wonder what happened if Dubon got 4 at bats last night.
I mean, the first at bat wasn't great.
What happened?
The second one was better.
The second one
was better.
All right. Coming up, a little Texans action. We'll get into that. And a question about college football that Adam Spolane asked earlier. And I think he's drinking the Kool-Aid a little too fast again. We'll discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.